In our call to worship, we're in 2 John, and we are again walking through some of the shorter books of the Bible. And we come to verse 2 of this particular passage, but you have to read verse 1, the first half, with verse 2, so you can see the connection that John is making here as he writes to the elect lady. He says to her, "The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth." And then he takes a little side note, but he comes back to verse 2. "For the truth's sake," now get this, "which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever." Now, what does that tell us about truth? Truth is eternal. And again, truth is centered in Jesus Christ. In John chapter 1, John again there, he says, "Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." And so he's making a connection here with the elect lady, the lady that was there that had opened her home to having a church come and meet. The people came, they worshiped the Lord, they studied the Word of God. He says to her, "For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever." The moment that you are saved, Jesus Christ comes to dwell in your heart and in your life. Truth comes to dwell. That is the picture. If a person doesn't have the truth, they do not have Jesus Christ. That is a very important thing. If you see someone that dwells in error, for instance, we mentioned in Sunday school this morning about this weekend was supposedly the end of the world and the rapture was going to take place. And I was talking, Brother Ken pointed out to me, he says, interesting that God was going to do the rapture in time zones. Did you hear that? He was going to start in Asia at 6 o'clock last night, and he was going to rapture according to time zone. Is that in the Bible? No, it's not. And there's a whole list. I just kind of did a little study last night on this guy to kind of get a little bit to find out. And he has got so many heresies, things he rejects from the Bible. He doesn't have the truth. So I knew he was in error before he ever came out. This man doesn't have the truth. How can you not have the truth and then share truth? You know? So we have to understand that the emphasis that's being made here, "The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us," and get this, "shall be with us forever." In Christ Jesus, you have the truth forever. You don't have the truth for a little while, and then there's a gap of time when you die, and then when you get your new body, you come back into the truth again. No. In Jesus Christ, you are centered in truth, and you will have that truth forever and ever and ever, world without end. What a glorious thing to know that when we have the truth, we don't have to apologize for it, we just enjoy it, and we live in it for all the rest of eternity. Because of what person? Because of the person of Jesus Christ. As John writes to this elect lady, and he's going to speak to her, he says in verse 5, "I now beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto thee." In other words, he said, "I've covered this with you before, but that which we had from the beginning, that we love one another, and this is love, that we walk after," notice it uses a personal pronoun, "his commandments." Whose commandments? Christ's commandments. Christ's commandments. His truth. Walk in His truth, and you will illustrate with your life your love for the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll develop that further, Lord willing, next week.